This morning. The Church of the Larger Fellowship, CLF, serves all who are geographically distant from a Unitarian Universalist congregation. Among their 3,500 members are more than 800 UUs currently incarcerated. Most of them learned about UU from other inmates. This reflection was written by John, a CLF member currently incarcerated in Oklahoma. Buddy. She arrived early morning, homeless, forlorn looking, carried by the maintenance worker who had found her. By afternoon, she had perked up and was attentive and active. In fact, she had become comfortable enough that it had seemed that she liked being held. But that may have been because of the air conditioning and her lack of feathers. Still, she would nestle down in my cupped hand and go to sleep. By evening, she was exploring her new surroundings energetically, scurrying around the room, exercising all her muscles. Her appetite bordered on ravenous. When darkness fell and she settled in for the night in my left shoe, the world seemed at peace. Apparently, that's the way she died, peacefully, during the night. There was no indication of any problems when she nestled herself into my shoe, and I checked on her every time I awoke. Few will miss this awkward, ragged-looking, not-yet-fledged baby starling, but I will. Buddy was loved for a day, if only by me. But that is more than some beings on this planet ever get. And she brought joy to several people in that short time. I suspect that her mother grieves her missing child. I know I do. But I also know that I was blessed by this little time that our lives touched. I hope she was, too.